Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and it's 6:59 a.m. on a Friday morning, and this is actually the this is the third podcast I've recorded this morning. I was up really early today. I woke up at 4 and realised that one of our neighbours had triggered her alarm, and we're one of the kind of key holders for this elderly neighbour, and she's fine. It turned out to be a false alarm, and there were other people already helping her, as it turned out. But Wendy and I were up early because of this, and I just decided to come in and start my day early. And as it happens, because it's a Friday, I've taken to trying to record Saturday, Sunday, and Monday's episodes in one kind of block for this podcast, because it's a way of giving me the weekend to sort of think about things and not have a job to do, I suppose. But it's also true that for me, the morning, particularly the hours between 7 a.m, which has just turned now as I'm talking, 7 a.m. and sort of 11:30 a.m. are by far my most productive time. And I'm almost moving to a model in my business where I'm explicitly trying to block out that time, those sort of four or five hours in the morning, to do the writing, to do the work that I need to do, the brain work. And this sort of goes to what I was saying yesterday. Yesterday I talked about how, you know, we've reached this kind of milestone of 20 paying clients, and, you know, I'm not working for 20 clients, you know, this week, but I've got four or five things that are going on at the moment. And, you know, there's a point where, you know, probably, I think I said there was an episode last summer, probably summer 2020, where I talked about the fact that I was starting to hit my goals for the first time, and my sort of financial goals, I suppose you'd say. And then there was later on in the year, partly because of COVID, I think, well, mostly because of COVID, really, there was a dip in that. But it's a bit like the stock market. The underlying trend is always up. Right, the underlying trend is always up. And, you know, with the work that I'm doing now, with the volume I'm doing now, I'm at that stage where I can say, well, hold on, if I need to hit this particular amount of if I want to hit this particular financial goal every month, how much do I need to bill every week? How much work do I need to do every day? And what it's turning out to be, at the moment at least, is that in those productive 4 or 5 hours, you know, I can do the work I need to do. I've got that rhythm. I'm looking at my inbox, so to speak, my to-do list on a Monday morning and saying, okay, well, this is how much work I want to do this week. How am I going to lay it out through, you know, Monday through Friday? And I'm becoming more comfortable, I suppose, with the idea that because, you know, I do get up early in general. I do work in a very focused way, particularly in the morning. I'm becoming more comfortable with the idea that the afternoon is for something else. You know, and very often that's calls. You know, I'm trying, where possible, to put my calls into the afternoon. But it's also for reading, and it's also for relaxing, and it's also for that kind of slightly somnambulant existence where you're just sort of wool gathering, as my grandma would have called it. Just wool gathering, because there's a lot of value, there's a lot of treasure in that kind of process. I'm reading books, I'm listening to podcasts, and I'm just sitting there with the world, with the silence, and letting the thoughts sort of, you know, go through my head like clouds, I suppose, and just looking at them and turning them, you know, around in my head and thinking, how does this connect to this? And I think one of the characteristics of a really young business is kind of a slightly frenetic, slightly panicked kind of, you know, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. And don't get me wrong, I've got loads of long-term strategic work I should be doing right now. But I also know the value of rhythm. I understand the value of rhythm, and it's something that I learned when I was writing the novels. It's not really anything I had when I was running the agency. That was just, you know, what needs to be done, what needs to be done, what needs to be done. But this is proving different. And, you know, part of the reason for leaving the agency and starting this new business, this new sort of source of joy around storytelling, is that I wanted to do something different. And it wasn't just about the work, it was about the lifestyle. And you may not have at the moment the flexibility that I have in terms of designing my kind of working day, and I totally get that, because for 20 years I didn't have it either. But I still think it's something that's worth talking about, because for some of you, it might be an aspiration that you can realise later in life. And I'm just telling you now that it really feels to me like it's worth it. It really feels like it's worth it as a kind of a long-term goal. Anyway, that was a bit wool-gathery as well, wasn't it? But I'm going to stop there. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.